With me now is Samaila Zaibaru, who is the CEO and President of the Africa Finance Corporation. We're here in Davos at the World Economic Forum, which is running between the 22nd and 26th of May 2022. In terms of Africa and what we're looking for from the World Economic Forum, do you think that in terms of solutions, we really feature on the global stage?
So Davos, I think, is a good platform for engagement, you know, and I think it's a good platform for Africa to project itself differently. It's a good platform for Africa to present itself as an investment destination and as a solution provider or as a part of the solution for the energy transition. And that's mainly because we will need a lot of minerals and metals for the energy transition. Most of them are in Africa. We need to mine them sustainably. We need to process them in an energy efficient manner. And we need to look at that within the context of our wider aspirations for a continental free trade area. So we need to put all of this together, engage with the world on how to build local circular economies in Africa that will reduce the emissions from global shipping as part of our solutions to climate change. We need to look at how we can build the stock of goods for trade within the continental free trade area. We need to think of how we can build the infrastructure that will support the continental free trade area. We need to think of how we can create more jobs for Africans. And I think that this is a good forum for us to collaborate with partners, existing partners and new partners for that.
Climate is at the top of the agenda when it comes to the World Economic Forum. And the Africa Finance Corporation is focused on funding infrastructure, on creating bankable projects across the African continent. To what extent are you focused on climate change and ensuring that you do no harm to the environment?
Good. So we recently launched a climate white paper. And the whole idea of the paper was to try and build consensus of African leaders around a common narrative of Africa for engagement with the world at COP27. And we're saying, you know, trying to project very four key messages. The first key message is that Africa is in a unique position. We're the least contributors, yet the most impacted. And that because we're already very low on the emission scale, nothing will be gained by giving us similar targets like the rest of the wealthier, more prosperous nations. And because we already have significant forests that absorb most of the carbon, you know, emissions have no borders. So we're already absorbing most of the carbon emissions. So we need to do things differently. And that the areas for change are in three areas. Number one, how do we build local circular economies that will do the processing of the minerals and metals that are required for the energy transition in a sustainable manner? Two, how do we build resilient infrastructure that will make us withstand the impacts of climate change? Three, how do we financially innovate in a way that we can get the flows of pledges and generate internal funding from Africa? Because Africa actually has some funds. How can we repurpose some of that for these investments that are required to build resilient economies that will support energy transition, that will preserve the forests that the world needs as carbon sink, that will develop our natural gas, that should be a transition fuel on our mat and our path to net zero, as well as compensation for African communities that are already providing carbon sinks for the rest of the world. You know, how can we get the mountain forests, the mangrove forests, and the tropical forests preserved in a way that they can absorb more carbon? How can we prevent the very fast rate of depletion that exists today, you know, because of the choices we have to make for agriculture and for livelihood? You know, we have one of the lowest energy per capita consumptions on the globe. You know, our low emissions actually reflect our crippling energy deficit. And our use of energy is mainly for cooking and heating. So most Africans rely on firewood.
There's still 623 million Africans without access to electricity or form clean fuel.
Definitely. Actually, that number has increased with COVID. You know, so what we now know is that 80% of the people that have access to electricity in the world live in Africa. You know, and the use of charcoal, firewood, you know, is something that the world should work with Africa to discourage. And we can only discourage that by providing alternatives such as LPG and other modern cooking methods, you know, to Africans. And I think that is something that we should do. We are at the forefront of that, and we think that we need to continue to execute those projects and to build the partnerships that would make us even do more projects. Because all of these initiatives can be replicated at scale on the continent with additional capital and additional partnerships. And that is what we hope that we can achieve with dollars.
Your vision, Somalia, for Africa Finance Corporation, 5 years, 10 years. So I'm asking you for a medium and a long-term vision in terms of how you are positioning Africa Finance Corporation.
So we want to be the enabler for industrialization in Africa. We want to provide the infrastructure that will support industrialization in Africa. We think that Africa, you know, needs to transform itself from just exporting, you know, primary commodities to exporting and providing finished products for consumption in Africa. The continental free trade area is going to be a significant opportunity for Africa, but we don't want imported goods sold in that free trade area. We want African goods sold in the free trade area. So our focus now is to build platform companies that would focus on, one, building the renewable energy that is required for the future, building the minerals and metals, processing them, you know, for the energy requirements and the mobility requirements of the future. So we are looking at a royalty streaming company for both precious metals as well as for transition metals. Precious metals is important because Africans need to build on their resilience. So we have significant gold here, you know, and we need to have more of that gold as a mix of our foreign reserves, you know, and I want Africans to use African gold for that. So we're investing in gold mines, and we think African governments should take a position in those gold mines. We are building our ports and logistics platform. Right now we have 5 ports. We want to increase those ports, and we think that those ports will be a gateway to support both intra-African trade and trade with the rest of the world. We are focused on integrated industrial platforms, whereby we're looking at integrated value chains and how we can provide, you know, more value capture in Africa. So I'll give an example. You know, if you take cocoa, for example, 70% of the world's cocoa is in Africa. You know, the value chain for cocoa is $120 billion. You know, and we're at less than 5-6% of that value capture. Why? Because we're exporting cocoa beans. You know, we think that we should do more. We should go beyond that. For trade within the continental free trade area, as well as for trade with the rest of the world.
Where do you think we're going to get that intra-Africa trade up to? Given it's around what, if you take any measure, 15 to 17% at the moment, where do you think the African continental free trade area can get intra-Africa trade to?
So I don't want to give a number, but what I know is that we're building the infrastructure that would make it possible, and we're looking at the industries that will do the value addition for the stock of goods that will be traded. I would have this conversation when we have achieved. So right now we have 4 industrial zones that are operational, and we're thinking of an additional 6-7 more. You know, as soon as that is built, then we would know we have the stock of goods for trade within the continental free trade area. And that's really our focus.
Somaila, thank you very much for your time. I've been chatting to Somaila Zebaru, who is the president and CEO of the Africa Finance Corporation.